Okay, we are up to
Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. We are saying, according to Rab Shimon, who says the Rabbanon hope in the words Yayin v'Sheicha that a Nazir can be a Nazir for even one thing and automatically includes other things. Rav Shimon, however, holds that you have to, except the word Mekoil, that you have to include everything. If you only mention one thing, nothing happened. So what does he do with the word Sheikha, which is extra? To teach you that even if you have wine, which is a mitzvah, and you said, I'll be a nazir, you're not allowed to drink from the wine. So the mother wants to know, what kind of wine is wine shel mitzvah? So Rashi learns, if it's talking about wine of Kiddush, then once then we were sworn on Har Sinai that we need to drink the wine of Kiddush, you can't come along now and become a nazir and cancel it. Or the way Taz learns, there is no such thing as drinking wine on Shabbos Mahatela. So where do you find wine in Mitzah? So the Gemara comes along now and says, Ella, the top line of the page of Dalet Amud Aleph, Harvey, the very top line of Dalet Amud Aleph. Moshe will tell you exactly what page it's on.
This part.
4A1. 4A1.
Section.
That's it. The first page of 4A. Ella ba said, I made a shvua, I will drink wine. And then he said, Hareini nozir. First you have a mitzvah. You made a shvua, you drink wine. You have a mitzvah to drink wine. Then you came along, he said, I'll be a nozir. So we would have thought that what? That your nazirah should not work out. As your naziris, chayla shvua, comes along the naziris. And it does work on the Shavuah. And that's according to Tesis, that's where we have a wine of mitzvah. When we have a mitzvah, when we make a Shavuah to drink it, and then you become a Nazir, and it comes to teach you that the Naziris is Chal, and you know, it prevents you from drinking this wine. According to Rashi, this is another example of a mitzvah, and even though it has, but when it comes to wine, which is a mitzvah, you cannot bring Naziris to override it. But when it comes to over here, when you're making a shvuah on top of a shvuah, it does come and override it. All the mafashim have a hard time with this Rashi. Why should there be a difference? And so on. But back to the Gemara. Okay, but Rabbanan nami, the Rabbanan also, hamaboyile. Don't the Rabbanan need the word v'sheicha to teach you this very din? Less a yayin mitzvah, ki yayin l'shus, that if you become a nazir, even though it's a yayin mitzvah, I'll drink from it. How do they learn from the word v'sheicha that if you only choose one item that you're not going to partake from, you automatically become a nazir, a full nazir? Im Kain, because that's all the Pasuk is trying to teach you, Le Makra could have easily said Meyayin. If it would have said from wine, instead of saying Yayin, it would have said Meyayin, I would have known already that even wine of Mitzvah. My Vishaycha, we need the word Vishaycha as well. To teach you Tarti, if we just said Meyayin, I would have known that if you only highlight one thing, you become a nazir in everything. I just said wine, and I'm a nazir in everything. Why do we need v'sheicha? Teach you that even a mitzvah. Rashi, it's the middle of the page. My v'sheicha, shmam in the Tarti, less a yayin mitzvah, parallel to the Mishnah, less a yayin mitzvah, ki yayin reshus. To say that's also v'chidloi, nerdan nami, ela mechad minai, one of them have a nerdan mekulu, nerdan all of them. Back to Gemara, nu Rab Shimon. Now, l'chayde, Rab Shimon. According to Rab Shimon, hainu time with the cause of Sheikhar. So according to Rab Shimon, why do we need the word Sheikhar as well? Since according to Rab Shimon, the word wine alone would have taught you mitzvah. Because according to Rab Shimon, if you made a nazir, if nazir be only a wine, you're not a nazir at all. Because that's before Baruch Mikhail. What does he do with the word wine? Teach you mitzvah. What does he do with a Sheikhar for? La lufe, to teach you Sheikhar, Sheikhar l'migdash. To learn from here regarding when it says the base of migdash, you shouldn't drink wine. And Sheikhar, what exactly it means. We had Gemara Krisis already. And in Gemara, and other Gemaras as well, that in Psachim Dechsiv Yain v'Sheicher Al Teish, you shouldn't drink wine. Ata uvanecha itro magabi nozer. Just like when it comes to wine, in nozer, what does wine mean? Only wine is aser. Avashar mashkiloi. All other liquids, even alcohol, is not easy for a nozer to drink alcohol. I've got been migdash, when we say you're not allowed to walk in the base of migdash, intoxicated, it's only limited, according to this daya, according to Shimon, which is one opinion, it's only limited to alcohol, to wine. Yayin litzah, v'shar mashkin and hamishtakri, but any other alcohol, like milk and so on and so forth, loy, does not apply. And lafuke, we had this in Yuma, lafuke, merav Yehuda, this comes in the gate of Pim Yehuda, Tanya, Yehuda, I mean, Ochal devela kili, it was dried fig from the city of Kila, it's very, very, it makes you swoon. V'shasa devasha v'choli drank honey or milk. Milk can also be intoxicating. He holds you walk the base of Migdash after you drank a cup of milk. Unhomogenized, unpasteurized milk. You'd be chai because you're tipsy. So, and the Shimon doesn't agree. Shimon says only wine. And how does he know from the word sheikhar? He says, Yeshua v'sheikhar, sheikhar.
Tell the Rabbanan that if it's not wine, you
We had more Kriya. In Gemara, you had more Yuma as well. We learn from a different pasuk there because it says Yain Vishaycha. We need both for to tell you anything at Davar Meshaker.
Yeah. So another can drink alcohol like beer.
Yes, 100%. Only wine. Only wine. Rashi. Av gabe koyin habol migdish. Av gabe koyin habol migdish. Kishos a yayin who lisa osir awa kishos a shar milim shakin loy. Will I fuck your beauty? Key list them a place. Back to Gemara. Or your boy say, another answer is. You know why Rab Shimon needs the word v'sheicha l'chayda? You're telling me the word yain. We already know that that what that a yain mitzvah ki yain eshulos. Now you boy that Rab Shimon lesley iser chalal iser. Rab Shimon holds that the Rab Shimon holds that you're not chayim zeros unless you say I will be a nazir completely. He doesn't believe in the concept that one iser can pile on top of another iser. What do you mean? So what does that do with anything? So the Rashi is an interesting Rashi here. What do you mean? Isachal is look at Rashi. Iboy yisayma. If you Rav Shimon holds that if you took upon yourself only part in Ziris, that's already Isa. And then you want to add the rest of the Ziris, you want to say automatically comes on. One Isa cannot fall on top of another Isa. So if we said I won't drink wine, then you want that you're nazi, you're not allowed to go to the cemetery, you're not allowed to take a haircut. That's another iser. And one iser cannot pile up on top of the first iser. So you can never become a full nazir. Rashi, boy, say, behind the time, Rav Shimon, but he says, Chaim Zidis, Achi Yazim, Mikulun, until you become a nazir from everything. Mikulun Bistam, the Omar, he says, Hareini Nozir, if he's a Nozir, Rav Shimon, he's consistent. The less like Isa Chal Isa, he doesn't believe that one Isa falls on another Isa. Vahokinami here too. Ki Osar Atzwe Menachatzoni Menazogin. Let's say he only asks himself from grapes, from the pips of the skins. Vichaila Lenazidis, and you want to say that he became a Nozir. Loi Osi Idr Palgus, and the rest of the Nazidis, which is, let's say, drinking, going to cemetery or taking a haircut, the Taglachas with Tumah, these other ones cannot be Chal anymore. Loi Osi Idr Palgus, Vichaila, like, can't be Chal. The Foshim don't understand this Rashi at all. What Rashi talking about? It's all the same issa. It's not a separate issa. It's not like Treif and Yom Kippur, which is what we'll talk about in a minute.
So, but we're just reading this. If issa is
according
to Shimon, does that extend to all wine? And
then no, only whatever you said. And anything you want to add on to it is an adding on. And ain't issa chal issa. That's how Rashi learns. Or inami kehezer atzim in a yain. Let's say not grape, not skins. All wine. Like osi istek lachat to shirashat kluya. Before he said skins and pips, now he's saying wool wine. Then does not make it. So therefore, nothing happens. At least you should be also on the grapes and the wine. Nothing happens. That's how he learns. He first said, I'll be a nozer from wine. I'll be a nozer from wine. And then he came along and added something else. Anyway, well, there's another different way. Let's go back to the Gemara. And how do you... So that's what's pshat. And it's very hard to understand this, Rashi. And unfortunately, we have a hard time. Because the it's all one Issa. It's not two different Nisurim. It's one Issa on top, a layer on top of another one. Back to the Gemara. The Tanya, how do you know Rav Shimon says, if you ate treif on Yom Kippur, did you commit two Avedis? You ate on Yom Kippur and you ate treif. Potter, you are potter. In other words, you're not chayiv for eating on Yom Kippur. If you can eat Yom Kippur, might as well eat treif. Because treif is already also before Yom Kippur. And now comes Yom Kippur, you want the Issa of Yom Kippur to fall on top of treif. We don't do that. That's what Rav Shimon holds. We don't agree because we say it's an Issa Koyl, it's an Issa Moisev, it's a Koyl, he'll get chorus, and you don't get chorus for so it's an Issa Moisev and all that. Rashi, Glossy, Yom Kippur, Mechayel, Issa Nevelam. We don't say Migiduch, also Yom Kippur, Mitay, Issa Surah, Gabi Shah, Mila. We don't say, since Yom Kippur comes along, Issa Koyl. You have so many other Issa, which should also fall on this. It says, Namel, Gabi Nevelam, Rab Shimon, Tamed, Omer, Said, Kiris, I feel Issa Chomel, Yossi, Mechayel, Issa Kal. Rab Shimon knows that even a strict Issa does not fall on a lighter Issa, Rochi, Parishal, Bezet, Yavam, Bezet, Yishvus. Says more vital the Rabban Nami Yekiv. It says Mikoil Asher Yasim Megefani Ayin. What do you mean Mikoil? Mikoil sounds like you have to include everything. I'm the Rabban. I'm say Hasam Limud Ali Suri Nozir Shemistar from Zemza. You're not allowed to say Kazayis. You can have a little bit of skin, a little bit of pip, and so on. You can combine all the things together to become an Isser. Rab Shimon less late tzidiv. Rab Shimon doesn't believe in combining. You know why he doesn't eat it? The Tanya, Rab Shimon hagemar shvuos. Rab Shimon says koshul lemake big chiddush. You don't need the shiurim of kazayis and all that is only regarding a carbon. But for the aveira, it's not chatzishir. It's mamish and aveira, even a drop, and you'll get full malchus on it. Loyamru kazayis lini carbon, only regarding carbon. So he doesn't need to be mitzdarev. He doesn't need a pasuk for that. Rashi limud akol isuri nazir shemitzdarev mizem zel kazayis or kazayis. In loyachol bein chatz and bezog el kazayis bavad chay malchus v'ei between the skins and the pips of kazayis chayv. But Rab Shimon loy dodish behai time el. It's consistent. Doesn't need to combine. According to Rab Shimon, less late tzidiv, you don't need it. Except Rab Shimon, I feel like ochel a koshul chayiv. You ate a drop, you chayiv. Doive belava. Amo boy mechatzani vazog leoichel. You already chayiv because you ate from the grapes. And he holds even a mashu. The Tanya Rab Shimon Oimer koshul hu lemakra. When it comes to makas, even you ate a drop, you chayiv. As Ritva explains in Shavuos, because you're machshev. The fact that you ate it means you made a choshev, and that's enough to be chayiv. Lo yom reshir achilu lekazayis. Why do you? All these surim. All these surim. Why do we, how come we always say you need a kazayis or whatever? Loi omru shir achir kazayis ela le'inyan carbon. Only how much you have to make a carbon. Uli nishari surim shechayovin agagosi chattas. All avedis, if you want to bring a carbon chattas. For example, chaylev and dam and chomets and pesach. You need a kazayis for the carbon. Avo gabi nozi ki over al nizirusa. If it's over nizirus v'ochal zoga chattas. The milku the loki get malkus. Well, you have a chayv carbon. So there's no carbon over here involved if you ate wine or grapes. All it is malchus, then bechoshu mechayv, chayv a drop. But like in a bit tziruf, there's never a case of tziruf by nozik because there is no carbon for eating. The only thing we need carbon is we became tummy, but not that's it. He doesn't need the pasik mikoil to tell you that you can combine from all of it miyat lekros extra who time within the chayv atchir going. The reason you know chayv that you're becoming nozik from all of it. Next mishnah. The guy says before the first mishnah is like I said I'm a nozik. Next mishnah reini kishimshin. I'll be like shimshin. Ben Menoyach, I'll be like Ben Menoyach, who is Shimshon, the son of Menoyach. Or Kibal Delilah, the husband of Delilah. And then he adds one of these names, Kimisha Okedals Aza, like the one who removed the doors of Aza, which is the story of Shimshon. Or he says, Kimisha Nokru Plishtim Ezeina, he gouged out the eyes of the Plishtim. Then we know Hadazin Nazar Shimshon. Till then, we don't know who he meant. Why not? Says the Gemara, Lama Lemisa Kol Halam, why need to be all these details? Tzricha. The Yom Hareini Kishimshon, if you only said Shimshon, I mean Shimshon Acharinim. I don't know which Shimshon is, maybe a guy in a Yokul and Tankul Shimshon. Kamashlon ki ben menoyach, and even then, maybe it's a guy in town called Shimshon ben menoyach. V'itani ki ben menoyach, mina ikedim is karachel. People by that name, how do I know what you mean? Kamashlon ki bal delayla, or kamishin ikra plishtim is einav. Then we know exactly what you mean. So you have a din like not an ordinary nazir, you're a nazir like Shimshon Agibur. What do you mean a nazir like Shimshon Agibur? Says the next mishnah. There's two kinds of nazir. There's a nazir oilam, a guy's gonna be a nazir the rest of my life, not just 30 days. A nazir who's a nazir the rest of his life, and is a nazir of Shimshon. Shimshon's a nazir his whole life. So what's the chilik between a nazir oilam and a nazir Shimshon? They're both nazir forever. A nazir oilam has a chumra over nazir Shimshon, and Shimshon has a chumra over nazir oilam. The chumra of nazir oilam over Shimshon is you're not allowed to go to the cemetery. Shimshon Agibah was allowed to go to the cemetery. He killed people right left in the center. Wherever he went, it was a cemetery. He walked with him. So Shimshon obviously is allowed to be by a cemetery. He's a kula. There's a chumra by Shimshon, he can never take a haircut. He lost all his power. A nazir oilam, whenever the hair gets too heavy on his head, he can take a haircut. Says the Mishnah, Ma bein nazir. No, you need something else with it. Maybe, or whatever. You have to be more specific. You have to say Shimshon as well. Otherwise, you don't need the whole first part of the Mishnah. Yeah. Back to the Gemara. Ma bein nazir oilam le nazir Shimshon. Nazir oilam hich bitzayir is heavy. Mekel b'tayir is a razor. Maybe shalosh behemoth. Every time you take a haircut when you're nazir oilam, you got to bring three behemoths. You got to bring three kabanas. But and the imnitma, you're not allowed to go to the cemetery. If you did, maybe carbon tumas nazir. You got to start again. You got to give a carbon like a nazir became tummy. However, Shimshon has a kula. Hich bitzayir einu mekel. Sorry, the chumra. He can never take a haircut. On the other hand, it's a cool of im nitma einu mevi carbon tuma. Not only im nitma, he's allowed to go to the cemetery in the first place. Says the Gemara, nozir oilam mande kashrei. Where does that come in? We never mention it. So the Gemara, you're right. Chesudi mechsa, if you was a missing, v'hochik tani. This is what you should say in the Mishnah. Ha'oy mer harreini nazir oylem nazir forever. Harreizen nazir oylem not forever. Ebazei ma bein nazir oylem nazir shem shem. What's the meaning to nazir oylem has a cool and a chumra. Hich bitzayra make a take a haircut. Maybe Charlotte behemoth, but every time you take a haircut, you gotta bring kabanas. If he became tamei, maybe carbon tumah. He has a chumra. He now be metamei himself. You gotta bring a carbon tumah. However, Nazir Shimshon has a chumra. Here, beat side, his hair is heavy. Ain't a make a time. No haircuts are allowed. They ain't a maybe carbon tumah. You don't bring a carbon tumah. Why? Because there's nothing in the cemetery. Who do we know was a Nazir Olam, and where do we learn out all the dinim of Nazir Olam from? From Avishalom. Avishalom was a Nazir. He was a Nazir Olam, and yet, and he told his father, I got to bring my kabbonis. Why bring a kabbonis? Remember, he got tangled his hair in his tree. Why did he have to bring kabbonis? Because he took a haircut. Every time his hair was heavy, he took a haircut. So we're going to learn the dinim of Nazir Olam from Avishalom. Says the Gemara, L'cheid is mashma, carbon with the lamaisi. You don't have to bring a carbon. Avon Naziris chaylele. It sounds from here. That it sounds from here that a Nazir Shimshon is not allowed to go to cemetery. Just what? If he does, you don't bring a carbon to me. Mani Mastisin Lechayda, who's the author of our Mishnah? Loi Rabbi Yehuda, the Loi Rabbi Shimon. What's going on? The time we learned, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Nazir Shimshon. A Nazir Shimshon has a chumra, obviously, never take a haircut. But Mutil, the time Mele Mason, the Chatchili, you're allowed to go to cemetery. How do I know she came? Mutzinu, Bishimshon, Shinitmo, Shimshon, wherever he went to the cemetery around him, Chatchila, you're allowed to. Baal Mishnah says only im nitma, but the evidence sounds like if you became tummy, just don't bring kabbana. It sounds like you shouldn't do it. So it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rabbi Shimon. Oh, but Rabbi Shimon says, Ha'im Nazir Shimshon Loyam Aklum. Rabbi Shimshon doesn't believe in the whole concept if somebody says, I'll be a Nazir like Shimshon, you don't know Nazir. You know why? Because Rabbi Shimon believed that Shimshon never became a Nazir. The Malach made him a Nazir. Not his father. It wasn't done by mankind. So no man can say, I will be like Shimshon, because it's not a human kind of a neder. It's a neder came from Shemayim. And remember, we live by a neder. It has to be Dover HaTofa, something that I can take up a behemoth. You make it a carbon. I can then transfer that. I have the capacity to transfer that koyach to something else. Over here, Shimshon didn't make himself a Nazir, nor his parents. It was a Malach. So how can you replicate that? So Shimshon said,
why would a Malach do that?
Because we have the Tanakh.
No, why would a Malach do that if it's preferable not to become a Nazir?
Oh, but Shimshon was special. He was a Shefet. He had to have special, he had to be segregated. Rabbi Yehuda Eimen Nazir Shimshon. If you remind me after we finish the show, I'll tell you a beautiful story about Shimshon. We don't find by Shimshon, we don't find anywhere that he became a Nazir on his own. Sitting so, Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah. Yeah.
So the man said he has to grow his hair.
No, that means as soon as he's born, he was raised. Just like a b'chayr, as soon as he's born, he's holy. He was born holy. He was born a Nazir. Because the Malach told his mother when she was pregnant, before he was born. Yeah. So it's not a Dovid HaNadr. So he's going to invite the man. So who's the author of our Mishnah? Irab Yehuda Ha'amad, he holds a filach hatchila. The hatchila, you're allowed to go to cemetery. Umas listening, Tony in the Mishnah says, Im nit mekem tame. Rab Shimon, if it's Rab Shimon, Ha'amad, he said, Le'chayla, let the clause no nazidus at all. Answer the Gemara, Le'ayla, Rabbi Yehudi. Rabbi Yehuda, I say, how can the Mishnah says, Im nitma, but I did a Tony Gabi Nazir Olam, Im nitma. By Nazir Olam says, if he became Tommy, Tony Nanagam of the Shimshon, in he became Tommy. Says the Gemara, Le'chayla, Le'ma, let us say, the Machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda, Rab Shimon. Whether there's Rab Shimon said there's no nazidus because you need a Dover HaNadr, there's no Dover HaNadr here. And yet Rabbi Yehuda says he could become a Nazir. L'chayda, maybe everyone agrees that what happened was that Shimshon was born a Nazir. But the argument will be whether when you become a Nazir or you make an Edda, does it have to be Dover HaNadr or not? When it has to be only because I'm comparing it to an animal that I set aside for carbon. I took a regular animal, I made it a carbon, so I have that power to change it. So I can transfer it here. What about if I compare it to a treif? I can't make something treif, it comes treif by itself. Maybe you can't make an edir, or maybe you could. And that's the machlekes here. Since Shimshon is not a dover hanodr, the machlekes is whether when you make an edir, does it have to be dafka dover hanodr, something which is permitted that you can make also, or lav dafka. And that's the machlekes. Let's say the machlekes, the hani, tanoi, kemifugi, they following in the following machlekes. Nah, we learn in Dorim, harei alaike b'choir, I take upon myself that this animal should be just like a b'choir, a firstborn. Now, firstborn is not a dover hanodr. Firstborn is something that is born holy. So Rabbi Yaakov, he says, doesn't matter. It's a good neder. And Rabbi Yaisi mat. Rabbi Yaisi says mutter. L'cheira, they're arguing there whether you need a Dover HaNadir or not. Rabbi Yitzchak says, you can't compare to B'chor. B'chor is born holy. So same Mechlek is there. My love, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shimshim was attacked, was born holy, so what? Like Rabbi Yaakov, the Amar, Loi Be'inan, Dover HaNadir. You don't need something that can become like Dover HaNadir. And Rabbi Shimshim says, Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amar, Be'inan, Dover HaNadir. Take him out, Loi, no. Kuli Alma, everyone holds Be'inan, Dover HaNadir. Everyone holds you need a Dover HaNadir. You do need. So what's a machlokes? So what's if everyone needs davar nidr? So how come by b'chayy we have an opinion that you don't need? B'shayni gab b'chayy d'chsev be'la Hashem. There's an extra word in the pasuk, and it says la Hashem. What do you mean la Hashem? It says ki yidoy neder la Hashem. That means even something that is holy to Hashem, you can include that in your neder. The rabbi is to include the b'chayy, and therefore you can compare it to a b'chayy. Normally you can. You have to use a davar hanader, but b'chayy is different because the pasuk la Hashem. Nu Rabbi Yisi Amlavu says. What's up? How come he says it's not a good neder? Ahula Hashem meboyle. He used Hashem lerabbis to include chattas v'oshem. That if I compare this animal here to a carbon chattas and a carbon oshem, which are only also, why do you bring a chattas and oshem? Because he sinned. So it's automatic, you have to bring a chattas and oshem. Still, the Torah says Hashem that I can compare kosher meat to a chattas and oshem. Freddy Gemara says, how do you know which one? Why did you decide to compare to Chattas V'Oshem rather than B'chayr? Freddy Gemara, we had all this Gemara in the dorm. Umara is the rabbi's Chattas V'Oshem. Why did you decide to include Chattas V'Oshem? Ula hoit the B'chayr in the gate of B'chayr. What's a chiluk? Answer Gemara, very simple. Chattas V'Oshem, there's more input from you than a B'chayr. You have to select the animal that's going to become the Chattas. You need to select the animal that becomes the Oshem. So it's like you have a partial input. B'chayr, you do nothing. It's automatic. So therefore, B'chayr is not a Dovra Nidr. Mashayeng, and here it is. Because you're the one who decides which animal. You got no saying there at all. Nu Rabbi Yaakov, how come he includes b'chayr? Rabbi Yaakov, look, b'chayr nami matfis b'neder. Rabbi Yaakov holds b'chayr also your matfis b'neder. Why? B'chayr, even though the animal naturally is holy, you still have to designate and call it kaddish. Well, how do you know that? In the house of Rabbeinu, we said, how do you know if he had a b'chayr born in your flock? You have a mitzvah to make it holy, even though naturally it's holy. And if you didn't make it holy, it's automatically holy. Anyway, still you have a mitzvah to make it holy. Because it says in the pasuk, ha-zochar taktish l'Hashem. It says, ha-zochar taktish. And you have to make a kaddish. So therefore, it's also considered dover hanodah. But Rabbi Yisrael will tell you, he the mitzvah lahagdish. He said, you're right. But I don't consider Dov another. You know why? Even though it's a mitzvah to make it holy, if he didn't say that, me loy kaddish isn't holy. On the other hand, chatzas v'oshem, it's completely up to you which animal to be set aside. But everyone holds you Dov another. So when it comes to a nazir, nami haksiv. So what are you telling me that by Shimshon he was born holy, and therefore you cannot say I'll be like Shimshon? Why not by nazir nami ksiv l'Hashem? In the pasuk of a nazir, it also says in the pasuk that neder nazir l'hazir l'Hashem. So why don't we include him with l'Hashem? That even if I want to be like Shimshon, who was born holy, it's a valid nazir. No, we need l'Hashem to tell you, if you remember the Gemara in Nedarim, that when you make a neder or you become a nazir, you should do it for the right reasons. L'shem Shemayim. Why? Because otherwise, if you become tamei, and then you start having regrets. Oh, what a pain. I thought it was only 30 days. Now it's 50 days, and you'll regret it. But if you did l'shem Shemayim, you'll have no regrets. What's an example of l'shem Shemayim?
There again. When it's preferable not to become, you do l'shem Shemayim.
Oh, for example, if you remember the story, Amar Shimon HaTzadik, mi yamei my life, lo yachalti asham nozit tummy. For nozit tummy brought an osham to the base of English, I would never eat from it. You know why? Because now I know he has regrets for the whole thing, and he has regrets. It's a little like chulin bazari. He's charot on the whole neder, and now maybe the animal's questionable. I was very machmen, I wouldn't eat from it. Chutz, there's one person that came to the base of English, and I ate from his carbon osham because I know he has no regrets whatsoever. Who is that person? Shabar Laimin Adorim. He came to me from the south. He's very handsome, beautiful eyes, and very handsome count face. The kiftsaysavs dudus like taltalim, and his hair was banks built up on his head. A martyr bini, my son, he's so handsome. Maraisa l'shachesar nozer. Why in the world did he become a nozer and destroy the beautiful hair? He wanted to tease out of him to find out why he was a nozer. Amalai, he told him, roya yisi la'avi bi'idi. I used to be a shepherd for my father. Alachti, I once went. Lishoy mayim in a maya. I went to draw water from the stream. Istakalti b'vishli. I never had a mirror. Suddenly I looked and I saw my image in the water. Upachaz itzi alai. My yetzirah suddenly started to seduce me and tell me how handsome I am. Go out in the world. Ubikish the tardani min oily wanted to destroy me. Amarti lereika. I said to the yetzirah. I had a conversation with the yetzirah. I said, you push the keli. What do you think? You have this arrogance in a world that doesn't belong to you. And I was talking to my hair, which is my Yitzhara. So what are you being so arrogant? You think you're so handsome? Why? Because today you're handsome. To one day you'll turn into worms. Havoid, I swear, Shigalech, I'm going to cut you off. The Shemayim for the Ebishter's sake. So therefore, that's why I became a Nazir. So Rabbi Shimon Tzadik said, so I know this guy wanted to make regrets. He did it for the right reasons. Amartya, I stood up. V'neshakti Arosha, I kissed him on his forehead. Amartya, I said, Kamoizcha Yibu Nazim. Guys like you should be more of you. You're a great guy. Yeah, caused him to make him a Nazir. Yeah. He didn't have the courage to cut his hair, so he decided to force himself for that he cut his hair. It's not stop cutting. It's a razor. It's not stamp cutting. It raises mias. It takes a. Why do people make the dorim? We had before to force themselves to do a mitzvah, and they shouldn't make mistakes. Well, right there. That's what says Lazal Hashem. Why did you become a nazir for the sake of the Eibishter? Freddy Gemara, the Shimshon Lav Nazir. What do you mean? What did Rab Shimon Ben Yochai mean when he said Shimshon Gibbs not a Nazir? What do you mean Nazir? So first the pasuk, what Ksiv doesn't say in the pasuk, the Malach told the mother of Shimshon, you're pregnant and you're gonna have a child and make sure you're a Nazir Lakim. Yeah, he'll be a Nazir. What do you mean Shimshon Nazir? And the Gemara, what he meant was Hanam in a bet. Sorry, the pasuk says he'll be born a Nazir. He's a Hasa Malach Udikama. It's the Malach who made Nazir. Not the mother, not the father. It's born that way. So it's not a Dovra Nazir. Freddy Gemara, I mean, Nolan Dietman made some Haina that Shimshon was allowed to be. You're saying there's a Kula by Shimshon, he's allowed to be Mitamiz. How do you know? Elema, if you can tell me from the following Pasim. It says in the Pasig that Shimshon said that riddle. He said, Belechia Chamor with a jawbone. Where is it? Ikesi Elefish. I struck 1,000 people. So lechayle, if he touched them all, that means he would have become tummy. How do you do that as a nazir? What's the raya? Dil megurui gori buhu. Maybe he threw the bones at them and killed them. Who said he touched them? Elamacha from the following pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Vayach mehem shloishim ish." He struck down 30 people. Vayikach es chalitzoisa. He took off their clothing, and so on. Now, if he took off the clothing, he had to touch them, and they were dead already. So we see that he touched it. How you know? Dilma ashlachin bereishav hadik linen. Maybe first do the clothes off. Yeah, that's metal. But where's the metal here? Bayach maybe the bat with a baseball bat. Dilma ashlachinun bereishav hadik katlina or flat piece of wood. Dilma ashlachinun bereishav hadik katlina or he threw something at them. Maybe first took his shirts off and then he killed them. So the Gemara says, well, how can you say that? Bayach vayikach see. Look at the order of the pasuk. The Mefarshim have a hard time understanding what the Havim in the Gemara is and what the Maskana. The Gemara, the Pasuk clearly says, first he hit them, he took his clothes off. So Gemara asks, no, maybe it's the other way around. Even though the Pasuk says that's what happened, maybe it's reverse. What was Gemara's question? And then Gemara says, no, but the Pasuk is this way. What's the conversation here? Some want to say the conversation is we have a rule that there's no order in the Torah, but within one Pasuk there is an order. But maybe that only applies to Torah, not to Nevi'im. So Gemara asks, no, even Nevi'im also. We say that, and within Pompasik, it should be in an order. Maybe he didn't really kill them. He just—they all were dying on the throes of the threshold of dying, but they didn't die yet. So if he's allowed to touch them, what's the raya? He did, to show off that he killed them. Elagamar to fear others, instill fear in all the plishtim. Elagamar gamila. We know a tradition that this is what happened. Where do you find that a Nazir Olam? Who's a Nazir Olam? Where do you get this concept of Nazir Olam? Our Nazir Olam is Avshalom. Now, when he has a head full of hair, he's allowed to take a haircut. The time you learn, Rebbe says, Avishalom Nazir Olam Hoya. Rebbe says, Avishalom was another oilam shenemar. It says in the pasuk, "Vahi miketz arboim shana." At the end of the 40, when did Avishalom rebel? The end of 40 years. He thought that now it's time for me to take over. The end of 40 years. It was the end of 40 years. Vayomer Avishalom Amelech, Avishalom to the king, Eluchano, I will go. Vashalom is nidre. I will go and pay up my vows. Asher nadarti laHashem bechevra, and I'll pay up my vows. That was a trick, a ruse, and whatever. What were the kabbonis telling his father about? Obviously, it was a carbon that he did. He was a nazir. He took a haircut, and therefore, he had to bring three kabbonis. And he was telling his father, "I'm going to Chevron." Interesting, why he was going to Chevron to be the kabbonis? But I'm going to Chevron.
Because that's a bummer.
It's not all the bummers.
No, Sam.
I don't know.
What
I'm saying.
But
it's before the.
Shlomi.
Sorry.
I thought bummers was only for
Shlomi. But anyway, why Chevron? For every.
No, but then he could go to Michigan and wherever it was.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. That's what he told his father. Umagaleach, and now there's a machlekes. So how often is another oilam allowed to take a haircut? Umagaleach achal shneim as a chaydish after 12 months. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, but he miketz. It says that Avishalom took a haircut when miketz yamim, the end of the days. And to the pasuk like yom hashigaleach, the days that he will take a haircut. So we dashin. Now, what is days? Days means a year. But Yalev Yamim, we learn days. Yamim Mibati Erechema. When you sell a house within a walled city, you have a year to buy it back. Ma Hosam Yubei Chay, 12 months. Avkan Yubei Chay, 12 months. You have 12 months. Avishalom, every 12 months, took a haircut. Rashi has a very modern shot in this whole Gemara, which all the Rishayim argue. Rashi basically learns that everyone agrees, all the Tanayim will agree, that a Nazir Olam takes a haircut every 12 months. Every 30 days. Their argument is regarding Avishalom. According to the Rebbe, Avshalom was such a strong guy, he can walk around with a head of 12 months of hair, and it didn't bother him only until 12 months. Everyone else needs 30 days. And Rabbi Narei, they're all arguing what Avshalom did. But everyone agrees that an ordinary Nazir Olam can take a haircut every 30 days. Everyone else says, no, they're arguing about every Nazir Olam. Everyone asks Hanashi, if they're arguing Avshalom, who cares? And the first already answer, if a person says, I'll be a Nazir like Avshalom. If I'll be a Nazir like Avshalom, what is it? 12 months, 30 days. Okay. Rabbi Nehoroi says, Megaleach achas lamim, it's every 30 days. And Rabbi Yesi oime Megaleach me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos, every Friday. A Nazir, take a haircut every Friday. Shekei matzinim b'nei melachim, shemegalchim me'erev Shabbos, a prince, take the haircut every 7 days. And according to Rashi, Pshad is, everyone else 30 days, but a prince, he's so used to taking a haircut every 7 days, for him it becomes a pain in the neck after 7 days. So Avshalom was permitted special license after 7 days. Tomorrow we'll see the machlek is Y 7:30 in the Yoss. Let me just tell you very interesting.